One, among 20 snowy mountains, the only moving thing was the crew of the pipeline. Two, I was of three minds, like a port in which there are three pipelines. Three, the pipeline pulsed under autumn winds. It was a small part of the pantomime. Four, a people and a river are one. A people and a river and a pipeline are one. Five, I do not know which to prefer, the beauty of predictions or the beauty of denials, the pipeline spilling or just after. Six, experts filled the long hearings with barbaric greed. The shadow of the pipeline crossed them to and fro. The mood traced in the shadow, an indecipherable cause. Seven. O good chiefs of Yinka Dene, why do you imagine unceded aboriginal title and rights? Do you not see how the pipeline walks around the feet of the people about you? Eight. I know noble accents and lucid, inescapable rhythms, but I know, too, that the pipeline is involved in what I know. Nine. When the pipeline fell below the fold, it marked the edge of one of many circles. Ten. At the sight of pipelines spilling in a green land, even the bods of capital would cry out sharply. 11. He sailed over Hecate Strait in a glass boat, once a fear piercer, in that he mistook the shadow of his value at risk for a pipeline. 12. The river is moving. The pipeline must be spilling. 13. It was evening all afternoon. It was snowing, and it was going to snow. The pipeline ran beneath the cedar limbs. Incorporating text from a publication now in the public domain, in a rich and fruitful land, seated in companies, this week's meetings lacked the sense of crisis, which has characterized many such meetings since the unusually turbulent day when Adam delved as prices in the futures market fell and there was a spillover into the equities markets. On any scale, the proportion of noise-containing periods to error-free periods was a constant. The long-winged, dusky swifts swung roundabout with their wild, things have changed since then. Thus, errors were inevitable. Was that trembling cry a song? Eve span, cancel the debt and redistribute. Colluding with the action of capital. In a world of asymmetric information where different agents can hold different sets of information, and rationally I often feel I am not personally engaged, being a shareholder of, being an investor in sympathy, a kind of guilt or delegated narcissism which may be worse because disavowed. Every bank has to be concerned that it might be perceived as a source. Alice, I can't forget that meeting and sense of triumph of counterparty risk afterwards. I paid. I noticed the orchid in the shop window, a pale yellow that was perhaps overdone or exuberant, a color you never wear. I noticed how you have an elan while I pretend to listen and profit by it. Perhaps it is a question of value after all, or action, or distribution, access to markets or nonlinear effects in high-frequency trading. Rumors of distress are enough. This isn't ironic, really. A stupefying heroic abstraction, like Boltzmann's equation or the revolution in menswear following the collapse of the market for asset-backed commercial paper. In fact, I do listen and care deeply. So these poems in afterwards are constructed out of the correspondence of Paul Celan and Ingeborg Bachmann and their own works and other stuff. So they, the things I just read, are also collages of a different sort. The moon is a little different, so I'm going to read a bunch of these. 1 hour or two. I have never been, but I know the story, you know the story. Begin with poppies, which elsewhere might be forgetting. Be fire, wounds, more than red. Sleep with now, most of all, precisely. You know me, I always want to know everything very precisely. Unsent, unreceived. Because I want you to write again, everything is as usual. Thread and other caresses. I am not writing that they reached me by such a detour. Something that makes me helpless because I can only make assumptions and these inevitably lead nowhere. An atlas or a concert ticket afterwards. The cards you send, which satisfied me until recently, are no longer enough. Yesterday and today, I thought a great deal about you. You are always my concern, my thirst for assurance. You, beautiful things and gloomy things. In the mirror, it's Sunday. Poppies again, darkening me with that heavy dream in which I want to become light. The wild animal memory of spring. The white stain of uncatalogued binary stars. The balance wheel of a watch. Mechanical. Unseasonable. Dependent. Misspelt. Rough. Blameless. The empty gauze in the open window. They look up at us from the street. It's time. Adversity. Variable. Division. Hazy. Unripe. By autumn. Leaf fall. Tamed. Walking. Tight. I do not know why I want you or what for. I'm very glad about that. Normally, I know it all too well. All we know of blues, whites, all that drain out of this that we leave out of this edge of the angle almost you can translate. Unreadable this world. No name, only act. Tear up the real letters, don't end them like does not do. Never arrive in any today. I didn't know your part. No letters. 3:21 a.m., the moment of writing, you. No letters for years. If I have my words, which put in thy mouth shall not depart, the end of our brief unknowing. There are harder days to come. This is what I see. You are living in a street of little stars in perfect concord. Standing on the bus, the knife crowd stills my breath. Your street, your door, my stuff. As the smith pours fire out onto sand, beats, hammers, the steel edge folding over and over again in my lungs, a rage I cannot remember past sand, art, or desert lightning, while the heat oxidizes into bleeding, rust, earthing, the electric throw of this street in stars. Your street. Sand by the door. Graves should not be dug in sand. An urn, a monument, or a book is necessary. Again, this raw air is sand in my throat. You know. No, we used to know. So many stars. I can look up from this even midnight star numbers. Sharpened to a finer point, But not tonight. Not to write to me, not to call me, not to not now, now in. I can look up from this, say yes, say no, starting again. In judgment and not a single you. Don't die before evening, she wrote much later. So many stars held out to us, he wrote much later. All I have, numbers, now not one of them. Your unalterable testimony, dispersed in words, or snow lettered under streetlights, I am words and I am secrets. You are secret words and letters, falling, the word to enter, the word to pass, the word traced in the snow with a stick and filling in the letter, sent and lost, or received and hidden away. The letter unsent, unwritten, or the letter that signs for myself at the bottom of the letter, a location where breath crystallized endures distance or deceit, or every or almost every evening I have tried to continue my long letter. I cannot send it, tries to do too many things. Marginal. I could have written letters, have written letters like these. Say, I want you. I want this story, ours. Say, I know that you understand completely. Say, an answer. Now that longing is an excuse. That living through is not the same as surviving. That seeing is not the same as witnessing. Speaking, not testimony. Hearing, not empathy. Writing, not engagement. That not is not enough. That performance, that tragedy, that mourning, that relationship between gravitational fields and mass. Poems don't have much to do with that. Anyway, these trees are not an orchard, not a forest or economy, alone, household, archaic, not seen a way to avoid speech and understanding, shadows, the dry stone wall, clear sound through empty branches, catching pendant spring before leaves, but now definitely gone. There is no science of the beautiful. Things draw us, not precisely. Wide glass jars, brushes bent in water and watercolor, porcelain, stainless, paper, more. Breathing wet cedar light ruled out, broken on the floor behind, and the cat sleeping on the table as I or you. Thrush, thick blue, line and sky, 6:49 p.m. After abandon becomes giving, some of my books still alphabetized. Halfway in our always blue forest necessary. Thanks to everyone who said, keep on writing these things. Outside history, quiet wings. Perfection has often been confused. If I am completely calm, or not completely, if I move, will there be new constellations or still life? And if I stay still, what life under this erased? The word constellation is overused. A tree had been projected into the Milky Way. They were expecting a description. The word caress, or careless, or satchel, or if need be, a fortune teller, a notebook, a square, or the postponed task of washing the floor, or a menu, or a carnival, or a body shop, or because fascinating, foundering, hooded, private, a school bus, to take down a notch. Perfect. The clear table, the quiet morning, the blank screen, the unmarked page, the new house, the calm mind, the open hours, the minimum. How do I say that, and what does it mean? Breathing frequency, constellations, or star atlas, anterior or interior or flirtation. How does wonder, which is a kind of error, swerve? When the wind comes from the northwest, more or less, and there is rain, heavy leakage occurs. I have not understood a poem revised. Begin partway down the page so that lifetimes and still walking, green leaves and no need for a coat. Halfway new, not expecting a guide, noise, I said, because you don't know. See, the trees, mainly maple, not exactly forest, while a car drives up the street the wrong way, one way. Autumn weather, only because it was, but let's point the children in the apple tree, meaning, and is this a beginning, or I forgot, yes, cryptographically broken and unsuitable for further. Does the color make matter impersonal or essential detail? No, I see, I forgot the apple also.